the Viet Cong could strike and fade back into the jungle, while the U.S. forces hold up in their armed camps. Despite the extravagant promises of some American generals, the United States was in fact stuck with a war it could neither win nor get out of. Most of America's wars had faced some opposition. New Englanders had resisted the War of 1812. The Copperheads were Northerners who wanted Lincoln to leave the Confederacy alone. The America First movement fought FDR's attempts to prepare America for World War II. But the anti-Vietnam War movement was the first in American history to become stronger as the war went on. For the first time, American TV watchers could see the war on network news. The only other major domestic news was the often violent anti-war protests happening around the nation. Eventually, the increasing human and financial costs of war forced President Johnson not to run for re-election in 1968. Eisenhower's former vice president, Richard Milhouse Nixon, was elected president, pledging to end the Vietnam War with honor.